this thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, lions, lemurs, porcupines, any other mammals, hawks, kingfishers, ostriches, any other birds, frogs, fish, snails, slugs, snakes, or geckos. Only good thing there is about snakes is a lot of them eat geckos. You know, one problem working to solve another. Anyway, are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo the Splendiferous. You should probably ought to know me by from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer, but if not, losers. I say this every week, but still. I suppose you can catch yourself up at my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, but we can still tell. Anyway, so, Georgie seems to be done with her decorating kick, I think. In some ways, this is a good thing, because she has terrible taste. Iguana mentioned the Barbie pink curtains with the silver swirls on them, right? I mean, sure, they are in Georgie's room, but still, they're disgusting. And sometimes Iggy has to go into her room to, you know, to pester her to get her monkey ass out of bed in the morning to go fetch me treats. Or, you know, when I want to go snoop through her wallet and stuff like that. So I maintain she should have gotten something a lot more to Iggy's liking. Anyways, but she did leave things a bit unfinished, in my opinion. I mean, housewise, obviously. Unfortunately, she did finish the drapes. But, you know, anyway, so, yeah, the decorating housewise. For example, the living room still ain't got no area rug, just hardwoods. And she insists, well, we don't need a rug because she likes the blank wood floors. And when Iggy complained about the floors getting cold in the winter, she tried this nonsense about, well, we have baseboard heaters and then there's the fireplace. But as I pointed out to her, ain't no fire going 24/7 from Labor Day to July 1st, so that's not as helpful as she thinks. And as for the baseboards, well, you see, she insists on not cranking the damn things up to their capacity. I mean, it was a mere 22.2 degrees Celsius in there this morning, which is like barely 72 degrees Fahrenheit. Damn chilly, if you ask me. I prefer things, and I'm sure you iguanas all agree with me on this, you know, more in a reasonable range, 28 degrees Celsius, 82 Fahrenheit, that sort of range. I don't think it's unreasonable, you know, it could stand to be even a couple degrees warmer, and I wouldn't mind, but, you know, I'm trying to compromise. But no, Georgie ain't having it. You have heat lamps all over, Zomo, and your room is always piping hot. You don't need to have the whole house at 28. See, to me, this shows that Georgie's trying to restrict my freedom of movement in the house by restricting the heat. And for what? To save a few $100 a month on the heating bill? I mean, I keep telling her we could always move down to L.A. or Texas where it's nice and warm all year round and she wouldn't have to pay for the heat because nature does the heating for you. But, you know, Georgie, I don't know, she don't like Americans, something like that. She won't even listen to it. Iguana even tried telling her Ig hears there's an excess of eligible bachelors in the Los Angeles area, but she just rolled her eyes, shoved me out of her painting studio, and slammed the door behind me. Very rude. Just trying to help, you know. Anyways, so Iggy's been pushing for her to at least fetch a nice warm wool rug for the living room. Something nice and cozy and green. To color coordinate with them tiles I ordered for her online. You know, I mentioned it on the show a couple weeks back. Got Mr. Heidel to install them. The bill still hasn't come, so she hasn't completely flipped out over the costs yet. But too damn late, they're glued to her wall. Anyways, while she's at it, we also need a new sofa. I don't like the old one. It's too stiff. Though Georgie prefers the bullshit term back support. But I mean, really, that sofa is like a rock. How am I supposed to get a good solid nap on it when I don't sink into it at all? Also, it's this awful mustard yellow IKEA atrocity. I mentioned before that the stupid living room has orange paint, right? Yeah. Orange paint on the walls, yellow couch. And she still hasn't painted anything to match the nice green tiles I put in, which I thought was a pretty clear hint. This is the color your living room should be, because that's what Iguana likes. Plus, I'm green. Shouldn't I color coordinate with your damn house? Everything should be green. Anyways, Georgie, I guess I can't blame her much. She's a chimp. She's retarded. She don't know better. But I tried telling her, and she still don't listen. Anyway, about the mustard green, or mustard green. No, mustard green is food. You see, I gotta go downstairs and hassle Georgie to fill my dish again. I'm getting hungry. Mustard greens. But anyways, focus. About the mustard yellow IKEA atrocity sofa. You see, IKEA makes okay sofas too. This ain't one of them cases where you can't afford the nice sofa. Because there's decent ones in nice colors at IKEA. What Georgie got, it ain't one of the nice sofas from IKEA, though. I tried to convince her, okay, if you gotta be cheap and you gotta go IKEA, they have this emerald green velvet sofa they sell. Yeah. I mean, I haven't been to try it out to see if I sink into it, but at least the fabric's nice and soft, you know, and it's a good color. Georgie ain't having it, though. Yeah, I don't care what you found on the IKEA website. Yeah, and I locked up my credit card, so you can't order it for me anymore. It's okay, Georgie. I have your credit card number memorized. I mean, never mind. I think the problem is that if Georgie were to give in, you know, and be rational and get the emerald green velvet sofa, that might involve admitting that she, the so-called artiste, completely wrong about color and rock hardiness of her current sofa. And, you know, that would call into question her color sense and artistic ability, which, I mean, well, anyone who's seen her paintings already has that in question, but she don't know it yet. Anyways, and it's the sort of conversation where if you try and have it with Georgie, she gets really mad, so I try to avoid it. Anyways, I lost my complete train of thought. Because I keep thinking of mustard greens and how it's almost lunchtime. But anyways, I did try my usual strategy of complaining to her mom about the sofa, but that hasn't had an effect. Though grandma did say something to her about, well, you know, Georgie, that is a lovely shade of green. About the sofa, that is. I think grandma thinks I'm a lovely shade of green too. But I mean, anyways, that wasn't relevant to the conversation. But, you know, Georgie just, she don't listen to her mother, unfortunately, on some of these things. But, yeah. So that's kind of how the decorating crap's been not working out. Well, I did get one small decorating win. See, Georgie was looking through the stupid thrift store, I don't know for what, something to collect dust. Anywho, so Iggy sees this wood picture frame. It was like a dark emerald green. Okay, it's not iguana green, but it's green. And it had this gold trim and the scroll engravy sort of stuff. Engraved, I mean, not gravy, obviously. Anyways, I quite liked it. So I smacked Georgie claws first into her ear cartilage, get a good grip and yank and dig my claws in. She says, what? What do you want? I said, fetch me that frame. Well, she looks at it, and it was only $3, so she actually said okay. $3. Damn it. See, I was hoping to cost the chimp more than that, but okay. I like the frame even if it was only $3. Anywho, Georgie says to me, are you going to put a picture of your family in that frame? No. Iguana didn't move 5,000 miles away from my stupid family just to look at their goddamn mugshots. Just kidding, Ma. I'm just kidding. Shit, I hope my mother doesn't listen to this goddamn podcast. God damn it. So I says to Georgie, no, I was thinking of putting a picture of myself in there, and then I'd put the frame in your studio, so maybe, just maybe, you'd get some inspiration, particularly in regards to the color scheme, to paint something, you know, attractive, nice, something good for once. For some reason, Georgie didn't seem all that enthused on the idea. Anywho, I did put a picture of me in the frame, but for now, it's just sitting on a side table in the living room, because every time I try putting it in Georgie's studio, she ends up putting it back in the living room instead. So, I mean, we're kind of having that battle back and forth. But anyways, well, I guess it's just one more thing in the living room that isn't orange or mustard yellow. And I guess if I accumulate enough things in there that aren't orange or mustard yellow, eventually she's going to get the hint about maybe she should paint to make things color coordinate. Anywho, this interior designing thing is exhausting. I gotta go have a nap. And then I gotta go down to the painting studio and claw Georgie until she gets me some mustard greens. I don't even know if we have any in the fridge. She might have to get off her lazy monkey ass and drive all the way down to Granville Island Public Market to fetch me some, but she better damn well do it. So that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, we can't have that. So you can go to my website, Zelma the Destroyer, and grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. So talk at you eggs next week. Hopefully your monkeys don't have orange and mustard yellow crap in the era. I'm not even going to go there anymore. It's just going to make my little head explode. Anyways, talk at you eggs next week. Bye.